Do you love the Mason Barrett Payne Show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about on the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios, Team MVP starts now.
There you go. This is Brian Altimer live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. And I had to play that a little bit. That's a little bit of Holocene. This is our war from their new album, Refraction. People wonder, why are you guys playing Holocene right now? And one of the reasons I want to get them on is because, you know, here in the States, we have the Masked Singer is a big hit here in America. But there is an Australian version of the Masked Singer. And this band has a bit of an issue with the Masked Singer in Australia. And I'm going to bring in Brad and Addie from Holocene. Thanks for joining me on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. No, first of all, before we get into the whole Masked Singer incident, I want to get a little history of the band. So, I mean, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together since about 2008.
How'd you guys, like, hook up?
Addie and myself, we both put different ads on Craigslist looking for, you know, musical projects, and we linked up that way. It sounds weird to, like, meet somebody on Craigslist, because Addie and I are actually, now we're married.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't, like, a personal, like, men seeking women. It was, I was looking for a female artist to produce, and then it ended up just kind of turning into a band.
Yeah, and one of the things about starting a band, too, is the crucial part, finding a drummer, because drummers are really hard to come by, because most drummers, especially when you're starting a band, when you finally do nail down a drummer, 9 times out of 10, they're in like 5 or 6 different bands. So you have to try to work that person in your band. I don't know if you came across that problem or not.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Joe's been with us for a really long time. But he's one of those musicians that have always been in the right place at the right time. Like, his first show with us, I think, was at Warped Tour. And he had only been playing drums for a very short period of time. But he's been involved in so many projects. So you're exactly right. Drummers, they really get around.
I don't want to overly classify. Is it more of a metal edge, or if it's like a metal slash pop? What would you describe your music to somebody that wants to get into your music? How would you describe it?
Yeah, you know, we really fluctuate. I think easy enough just calling it pop rock. But some of our stuff is more pop. Some of our songs are funky. Some of our songs are really heavy and got more of a metal influence. It really kind of depends on what the song calls for. And we just try to aim for all different kinds of stuff. We even have like slow piano ballady kind of things. So lots of different stuff.
And one of the things that I find interesting about the band is that you guys do really cool covers of just different songs. For most people, when you go to a bar, you hear somebody cover a song, they try to cover it note for note and vocal for vocal. But you guys put your twist on it, which actually makes some of the songs better, actually. Now, let's get into the whole the Masked Singer thing. How did you find out that somebody actually took your arrangement? Because the arrangement, it was Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. And I saw the clip of the woman that performed it. How did you find out?
So we were actually in the middle of a live stream, and we were performing in a live stream on Twitch. And one of our fans who happened to be from Australia, he was a new fan. I think it was day one. I can't really recall exactly, but he reached out to us and said, "Hey, did you guys know that the Masked Singer performed your version of Bad Guy?" And at first we didn't really believe it. And then a couple of other kind of people in the chat and on the live stream corroborated it. And we ended up checking it out. I mean, we were kind of speechless as we watched it. It was note for note, beat for beat. It was pretty wild. It was quite a roller coaster of emotions when we found out.
Now, let me get into the legalities of this, because the song is written by Billie Eilish and you guys cover it. So when you guys cover her version, do you guys have to get permission to actually cover it and then actually put it out there to distribute?
All the artists that we cover, we actually pay royalties and licensing fees, but we want to make sure that we do right by the artists that we cover. That goes for YouTube and Spotify and, you know, music stores and everything like that. So we do our part. It just was a shame to see that the Masked Singer wasn't willing to even reach out to us when they used our arrangement.
I mean, had they even reached out and asked, we would have been probably really excited.
Right, because you see the reaction on the judges' faces when she's performing. And they're like, wow, this is the best version I ever heard. Shows like this are pre-taped, so they have time to, you know, go back and do research. So at this point, nobody's reached out to you to say, hey, is it cool that we use this? Do you have our permission?
They haven't reached out to us before the show or now.
Let me ask you about just the Billie Eilish cover. Did Billie Eilish herself hear that? Did she reach out to you guys and say, hey, that's a cool cover?
You know, she has not. That's a good point you make, though, because a lot of people online might ask, like, why aren't you proud or why don't you care, you know, that a show use your cover, whether they give you credit or not. I say because we're big Billie Eilish fans, and Billie Eilish saw the show and was really impressed by that version of it. She'd have no idea that it came from us. You know, it would be such an honor for her to be able to actually see it. But as far as I know at this point, I don't know that she or Finneas have heard or seen our version of that, even the episode on the show, to be honest with you.
Now, are you guys going to take any kind of legal recourse about this? Because it is your arrangement. I mean, it's an awesome arrangement, by the way.
At this point, we're holding out to see if the show reaches back to us. We did reach out to them. It is still on the table. A lot of our fans have volunteered and donated money to support our cause in this. It is an international issue since this is Australia, but we have talked with counsel over in Australia across the sea, so we're prepared to do that. But at this point, we are still kind of exploring all the options, what might be best, and we are giving them an opportunity to reach out to us directly, you know, before proceeding with anything.
All right, and I got a texter that just texted into the show. This is Joe. He says, what do you have to say for those who think cover songs is a form of stealing? Do you think that's a form of stealing?
If you go to our cover, the first thing that you see is her name, Billie Eilish. It says, Billie Eilish, bad guy. We credit her. That's the first thing that we do. We pay the royalties, so she makes a lot of money off of the cover that we do. Obviously, everybody knows that's her song. We're not trying to claim that's her song. We gave her as much credit and all of the royalties that she deserved. Now, when the Masked Singer chose to take our cover of it, they didn't give us any credit at all. So that's the definition of stealing, is just completely taking something and not claiming it for yourself.
Yeah, having a license is pretty much commercial permission to re-record that song. So we have our license, and we, like Addie said, we pay our royalties, so we're not stealing anything. I just want to reiterate that. We take a lot of pride in actually the amount of money that we make for the cover artists. I feel that cover artists nowadays do an incredible amount for the original artist.
It reaches new audiences that it might have not reached. We have so many comments from people saying, I would have never even heard this song had you guys not covered it. And so it's really kind of a beautiful circle.
When we cover artists, it comes from a place of support, you know, because we like the artists that we cover.
Yeah, because some people cover songs and they just want to do it because they want to prove they can do it. But like I said, you guys have so many covers, and you guys cover one of my favorite bands, My Chemical Romance. So thanks for doing that. And you know what? I'm going to keep that one for after the conversation. But like I said, there are a lot of songs that you guys do that are actually better than the actual artists. And it shows off your musicianship. And that's one of the things that I feel is dying in the music world, just musicianship, because people, they turn to, you know, to the electronic side of music and don't really embrace the instrument playing and the arrangement and all that stuff. And you guys have a bright future ahead of you. You guys have a new album out, Refraction. It's on iTunes. Make sure you go to holoscene.com if you want to check them out, find out where they're touring. Wow. Is there anything else you guys want to get in?
Our latest single is This Is Our War. We just released it a few days ago, and it's kind of quite literally a response to these recent events. We're just trying to rally together everybody. We'd really love for something like this not to happen, because we're not the first time that this has happened to. This has happened on many, you know, mega commercial shows, and just attribution in general. It goes such a long way, but takes such a little effort to just reach out, credit somebody, name drop, or shoot an email to the artist that you might be drawing inspiration for if you're going to put it on a show. And I think ultimately that's the point that we want to get across through all of it.
And last question, is there any artist that you want to cover one of your original songs if you was to have a choice? I'm asking that to both of you guys.
That's a really great question. I would be super interested to hear a Billie Eilish version of our song. I mean, because, you know, she has such a unique style. It's super stripped down and just very wildly different than what we do. And I have so much respect for what she creates. So that would be really interesting to hear.
I'd have to second that.
Okay, and there we have it. We have Addie and Brad from Holoscene. Make sure you guys check them out at holoscene.com, and make sure you get their new album, Refraction, on iTunes. So make sure you check it out. Thanks so much, guys.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact at masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.